Once upon a time, in the Ottoman Empire, there was a blind princess called Vashak living in a castle in Eskişehir. The king decided that the princess was ready to get married, so the great ruler put his daughter on a dating website especially for people with royal blood, www.esroyal.com. But the candidates had to finish 5 challenges before they can ask his daughter's hand. Every single prince came to the castle and tried to finish the tasks. No one succeeds, until there was only one prince left. He came from Belgium and his name was Frankie. The king invited him to his castle. In the great halls they met and the king spoke to him with his deep voice.
If you want to get my daughter's hand and be part of this kingdom, you must learn our culture. The princess will guide you to complete 5 tasks. They have to be challenging, so I did some research on Google and now I know all of your fears. The first task is one of your biggest nightmares. Drink Turkish coffee instead of tea.
The prince passed out immediately and after he woke up, the king introduced him to his lovely daughter.
My dear lady, do you want to start this adventure with me?
Well, let's see if you're really my blue prince. I'm not an easy woman.
And so it happened. The prince and princess left for the biggest adventure of their lives.
Taxi!
I just have 2 liras left because I spent all my money for the flight. Is it possible that you pay, please?
What kind of prince doesn't have any money? I'm a princess, I should pay, but just for now it's okay. I don't want to end up my life in prison. Is this your first time trying Turkish coffee?
Yes, my lady. I'm so curious about its taste. It smells good. It is as if I'm waking up in the morning, opening my window and feeling the wet grass under my feet.
That is interesting because when I smell it, I feel like I'm in my own castle. I feel like I'm at home. But what about this taste? Have you already tried it?
I hate coffee because those black points are sticking in my mouth and I get a bad breath from it. I prefer the typical tea.
But you should know that we have a tradition in Ottoman Empire. There are fortune tellers that can describe your future by looking at your world.
Oh, I didn't know about that. Can you tell me if I will be your future husband?
Dude, I'm blind.
And after this mistake of the prince, they went back to the king to ask for the second challenge.
You have faced one of your worst nightmares. But your Wikipedia page says that you have been a vegan for almost the whole life. You have to change that. Turkish people love meat. If you want to learn our culture, you have to stop being vegan.
The prince and the princess left to the nearest meat restaurant. There, they decide to try kofte.
It smells really good. You should try it.
Whoa, I really forgot the taste of this meat. It tastes delicious. What kind of meat is it?
This dish is really famous here. They are lamb meatballs.
There are some spices here too. I'm going to try that red one.
I prefer it with oregano because it is a little bit greasy for me. It makes it taste softer. You have to learn to cook this for me.
I like it with oregano too, because the other spices are too hot for me. Almost as hot as you, my princess.
Okay, if you still have place in your stomach, you should definitely try irmik tatlısı, which is Turkish dessert.
Waiter, may we have a irmik tatlısı? I really like that one. It looks like a cake with a lot of icing on the top. One of the most awesome things I've ever tasted in my life. It's a really good combination, cream and biscuit. But it's a little bit heavy. Even a strong, big gentleman like me couldn't eat all of these.
Be careful with your words, little boy, because I can finish it all by myself. All by
myself. You can always count on me, my princess.
If I can count on you, please tell me that you have toilet paper with you.
After the toilet break of the princess, they head back to the castle for the third challenge, the task of the spices.
If you want to get my daughter's hand, you should try all the spices of the bazaar.
Prince and princess start walking to the bazaar when he starts feeling sick.
Princess, I'm feeling so strange. My stomach is giving me problems and pain. I guess it is the iron.
Come on, if you came here, you should have known that we are drinking always iron, and actually, it's so good for your health. But if you need help, we can find a specialty in the bazaar. Today is Monday, and there is a famous street where we can get the spices. Are you ready?
I'm not ready for extreme experience anymore. But for you, my dear, I can do anything as you want.
So let's go walking. This is not a big city. You are a really man. And I don't want to pay more taxes for you.
And this adorable couple walk together about 20 minutes. In this case, a man following a woman who, despite her blindness, is able to recognize, smell, taste and feel everything from her own town.
I can't identify exactly those smells. Is that tomato?
Not exactly. They're peppers. We have green and red. Oh, wait! This man is calling us and we can try those cheeses. Try it!
It's really strong for me. How many years have they been preparing it? Like hundreds of years?
Don't mess with my favorite cheese. We are eating this with raki.
Raki? What is that? Another iron?
No! It's our traditional alcoholic drink, and for us it's so important to drink with friends or relatives.
Oh, it's the first thing I want to try. I like alcohol. Maybe buy it?
Perfect, give me 70 liras.
I'm a poor prince, and you know that. And in my country, the alcohol is way cheaper. Oh, lady, here's the tea.
Oh yeah, I can smell it, and it smells strong. I think spices are near here. Can you hand over it to me? I love this. Smell it. What happened? Are you okay? Don't cry, it's not that spicy.
No, lady, I have an allergy to spices, and if I get sick, I'm really scared I will not be your future husband, and that makes me cry. I'm not used to this kind of places, and I think there are other people too who don't like it.
After losing his taste because of the hot spices, they came back to the castle. He just wanted to brush his white teeth, but the king didn't give him time.
You're doing well, stupid boy. But for this one, you have to overcome an addiction. You're going to smoke sushi. I mean shisha. If you can do it without getting addicted, you will pass the challenge.
The princess took him to a shisha bar to smoke flavored tobacco on a water pipe.
Oh, this is my favorite place. I met everybody here. After a couple of hours, you feel so relaxed. Oh, look, there is my friend Arevkart. He will recommend us a flavor.
Two apples smell is similar to Turkish rakı. And cappuccino is deeply smelling like coffee. First of all, shisha pleasure. Shisha pleasure meeting with friends, resting. And the most fun part is when the smoke comes out.
Oh my gosh, this is so good. I never smoked this before. It's like heaven. Which is the flavor?
Oh please, it's very clear. It's grapefruit.
Oh, that's true. It takes me back to the time when I was in Italy fighting with dangerous monsters.
Monsters, please don't be so pathetic. The smell is soft, but when you enter it here, it embraces you. For me, this is how Turkey smells. I can imagine perfectly how this place is, full of colorful sofas and round tables. I feel really comfortable here.
I guess your imagination is really good, because it's exactly how it looks like. Fresh taste, but it endures your throat a little bit.
Don't be pushy.
Let's go. I don't want to be here any longer.
And then Basak and Angry Frankie came back to the castle. He had completed his fourth task.
I'm really impressed. You got 4 of the 5 challenges in just one day. But tomorrow, the last one will be the hardest.
Frankie starts shaking. The day had been exciting, and he just wanted to ask for Basak's hand. Finally, he fell asleep. early in the morning, the king said.
Oh, this is my favorite challenge. I've tried all my life to save my population of the horrible smell of the sugar factory. If you can embrace it and get rid of it without faint, you will be the next king of my empire.
Well, I should clarify now why this factory smells so bad. Eskisehir's sugar factory was opened in 1933. This intensive smell mainly comes from beets. The smell intensifies between September and through January, but when...
It's a sugar factory. Smell that. You should save our city from...
I can't stand the smell from this distance. How you expect me to go inside?
Well, it's the same smell inside, so you can do it. It's your choice to be my husband.
Okay, I will find people who can help us to understand what is the smell for us. Let's ask them how they define it.
And the sugar factory, yes, it smells very bad actually, yes.
It's like shit. I hate it. When it smells sugar factory, I want to give up all the things and I want to die.
Because of the sugar factory also, it sometimes smells like shit. How can I describe that? You eating too much beans, after that you are going to the toilet and you smelling that. That's exactly how Eskişehir smells like.
I see it bothers a lot of people. I will fix it. I have the most fearsome weapon in the world. Chocolate deodorant.
After completing all five challenges, Prince Frankie and Princess Vasak came back to the castle. They entered to the main hall where the king was seated on his throne.
Oh, you're the only real man in the world. You're the one who deserves my daughter and my kingdom. Now it's time to tell you the truth. The princess is not really blind. She was just testing you.
And the prince decided to love her, and they live happily ever after, at least for 2 weeks.